Hello, and welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. This week, I'm taking a musical trip to the magnificent Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, in America's Deep South. To open, here's one of the legends of silent film accompaniment, Lee Erwin, with his theme tune, But Not For Me, followed by You Forgot To Remember. Lee Erwin, one of the resident organists at the Alabama in the 1920s, with that medley, But Not For Me, and You Forgot To Remember, recorded in 1989. The Alabama Theatre was opened in 1927 as part of the Paramount Publics chain and was its flagship in the southeastern USA. It featured a moderately sized Wurlitzer with a spectacular four-manual red and gold console to match the ornate Spanish-Moorish decor of the auditorium. The organ continued, with some short breaks, to be a star attraction until 1956, when longtime resident organist Stanley Mallott left. Thank you. Stars Fell on Alabama, a 1935 pop song by Mitchell Parrish and Frank Perkins, played by former Paramount New York resident organist Don Baker. From 1956, the Wurlitzer went more or less quiet until the local chapter of the American Theatre Society took over its restoration and maintenance in the late 1960s. The theatre itself deteriorated badly through the 60s and 70s, being reduced to cut-price admissions and arcade machines in the lobby. The full story of the theatre restoration, and which led to the regeneration of the badly decayed downtown area, is quite remarkable. For those online, see www.alabamatheatreorgan.com for the details. As a result of the Wurlitzer's restoration, a number of top-flight artists have recorded albums at the Alabama, including Jim Riggs. Here's the title piece from his Singing in the Bathtub CD, which was released in 1989. One of Gracie Fields' hits from 1929, Singing in the Bathtub, played by Jim Riggs on the Alabama Wurlitzer. In 1981, the Alabama closed and the development company, which purchased the theatre, went into liquidation in 1986. That same year, Tom Hazleton recorded a vinyl long player, commissioned by the Alabama chapter of the ATOS, to document the sound of the Wurlitzer before the almost certain demise of the theatre. From that LP, this is a Victor Herbert ballad, composed for a 1914 stage show, When You're Away. Williams with Does Your Heart Beat For Me, co-composed by Russ Morgan in 1936, and which subsequently became the band's theme song. Lou was invited by the Alabama chapter to record the CD At Last, from which that was taken, and which was released in 1996. In 1987, the local ATOS chapter's efforts to raise the required funds to save the theatre from the wrecking ball came to fruition, and Birmingham Landmarks, a non-profit company, was formed, taking over the ownership and running of the Alabama. Its success in rallying both public and City Hall, along with private enterprise, has ensured the continued attendance figures at the theatre. In 2004, Jelani Eddington recorded this glorious Gershwin composition from 1931, which just about sums up the situation. Of Thee I Sing. The now fully restored Alabama Theatre not only functions as a major performing arts centre for Birmingham, it also features concerts with a variety of artists playing the considerably enlarged Wurlitzer. One local organist who has played several concerts to the great delight of the local chapter and public alike is John Clark McCall. From a CD of tracks from concerts in 2013 and 14 that John produced, this is a Harry Woods rhythmic ballad from 1935. I'll never say never again, again. Mm-hmm. 2013, the ATOS held its annual convention in Atlanta, the first there since 1978, and one of the featured artists was David Gray, playing the Alabama Wurlitzer. From the annual highlights CD set produced by the Society, here's David, the 2015 recipient of the Organist of the Year Award, with Frank Lesser and Burton Lane's Says My Heart. David Gray brings this week's Hot Pipes visit to the Alabama Theatre Birmingham to a close. Thanks for joining me on this trip to one of the finest Wurlitzer sounds in the world. Next week I'll be featuring the Compton in the Odeon Leicester Square. Please do visit my website, hotpipes.eu, where you'll find a host of links to the world of theatre pipes, plus hundreds of archive shows for your listening pleasure. Until the same time next week, when I hope to have got rid of this cold that I picked up on a recent trip to the UK, from my studio in southern Spain, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes signing off.